You're welcome to Glow Music and to this Bethel Encounter message. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that is, singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. Please stay tuned to this message.
We give God praise for this day. We give God all the glory. Thanks be to God, who always giveth us the triumph in Jesus, through Jesus Christ. Today is favored Thursday, and we are here to do one thing, that is to pray. No matter how the week has been for you, I am rest assured from God's word in Romans 8:20 that all things are working together for our good. Your week will end well in Jesus' mighty name. Our prayer, all the efforts in our busy moments, making time to devote to God in prayer, or devoting our time to God in prayer, even in our busy schedules, all these efforts will pay off. It will never be in vain. Today we'll go straight to our focus for prayer today: enemies and consequences of misplaced trust. Psalm 62 verse 10, trust not in oppression and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. Trust not in oppression and become not vain in robbery. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. I think this scripture is very, very direct and straightforward. For those who have the opportunity to exercise rule over others, do not put your trust in oppression. Our worldly standards, some theories propose that when you are hard or when you oppress others, they become subjects to you forever. Those theories come in various ways, but they are worldly theories. According to kingdom principles, Jesus has taught us that he that seeks to be the greatest must be the servant. And so when it comes to our kingdom, the kingdom of God, it's about servant leadership. We lead by example in serving others, not oppressing others. So today, whether you are having a house help in your house, or you are a prefect over students, or you are a boss having workers under you, probably a business owner having workers under you, or a manager overseeing others, or a pastor overseeing others in ministry, a music director overseeing choristers, whichever area of leadership that you play, please, trust not in oppression. Do not oppress. Do not subject your people to any form of oppression. And become not vain in robbery. Don't take delight in thinking that you are smart, that you can outsmart others, that you can take advantage of others because you are in an office of privilege. Don't become not vain in robbery, whether in robbery of their time, robbery of their resources, their gifts, their skills, using others and not investing in them, not serving them, but abusing the place that you have over others. Sometimes we rob the emotions of others. We abuse them in various ways. Today is a day of change. The Lord help us all in Jesus' name. And if riches increase, set not your heart upon them. There are many music groups that have collapsed because of money. They started nicely, oh, we are friends. Then it got to the point that, oh, they had a president. And then they had leaders and executives. And then it gets to a point that, oh, now taking advantage of others or exercising some sort of oppression upon others, especially when the money starts coming, then we remember that, oh, I'm older than you. And then all sorts of things start. And because their hearts have been set on riches, riches will increase. Our latter end shall greatly increase than our beginning. It is required to be so. We are all praying that as we grow in the faith, as we walk with the Lord, our influence would increase. Our influence over resources, over people would increase. We pray the Jabez prayer. Oh Lord, expand my territory. Expand my influence. Scriptures like, open thy mouth wide and I shall fill it. Occupy till I come. We have all these scriptures in operation. When we walk with Jesus, we shall receive 100-fold of houses, lands, mother, father. It means that we'll be blessed. We experience the manifestation of blessings. We claim Genesis chapter 12, what God had declared over Abraham, the blessings of generations. We claim them all. And so it is expected that 3 John 2 would manifest in our lives, that we'll prosper, our soul will prosper. So prosperity would happen, but when you see riches increase, the command is that don't set your heart upon them. Because you may have started with the Lord, but then when it gets to that point, what shall it profit a man if he loses his soul in gaining everything else? The Lord help us in Jesus' name. False trust in riches, influence, or human systems inhibit the favor of God in our lives. It's Favor Thursday. We don't want any favor of the Lord in our lives to be inhibited because of misplaced trust. God wants us to rely on Him fully, not on manipulation or compromises for progress, but to rely on Him fully, not cutting corners. The Lord help us this day in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our first prayer we are praying, Father in heaven, deliver me from the spirit of trusting money or opportunities above you in Jesus' name. And it's from Matthew chapter 26, verse 14 to 16. The one of the 12 called Judas Iscariot went unto the chief priests and said unto them, what will ye give me, and I'll deliver him unto you? And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from that time he sought opportunity to betray him. Let us not betray the Lord because of riches. Lift up your voice and begin to pray. Father in heaven, help us. Deliver us from the spirit of trust and money, of putting our trust in mammon. But touch our hearts, Lord. Let our hearts desire after you and not trusting in riches. Not to be deceived, to trust in riches. not to be deceived, to trust in riches, to keep our eyes on you, to keep our eyes on you, to keep our eyes on you. To keep our eyes on you, my James chapter 1, verse 10 to 11. But the rich, in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth. So shall the rich man fade away in his ways. That is the end of the rich man who puts his trust in riches and not in God. Sunday we play golf, we don't go to church. We have no regard for the things of God. That is the end of the rich. But it shall not be so with us. Father in heaven, teach me not to set my heart on fading riches or human glory, in Jesus' name. Amen. Lift up your voice and begin to pray.
Father in heaven, teach me not to set my heart on fading riches or human glory, in Jesus' name. Teach me not to set my heart on fading riches or human glory.
Lord, according to your word in James chapter 1, verse 10 to 11, seeing the end of those, Lord, focusing on riches, Lord, please have mercy upon us, Lord. Have mercy upon me. Let me not set my heart on riches, on fading riches. But Lord, even to desire true riches, Lord, even as you prescribe in your word, in the name of Jesus. To desire everlasting riches and not fading riches, in the name of Jesus. We are praying our last prayer, Matthew chapter 13, verse 20 to 21. But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Ye had he not root in himself, but dureth for a while. For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. We are praying, Father in heaven, help me to be deeply rooted in you, so I continue to experience your favor at all times and not to be offended by your word. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to be deeply rooted in you, O Lord. To be deeply rooted in you. Let your word be deeply rooted in us, Lord, and us not offended by your word. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, if you haven't given your life to Christ Jesus, I invite you to do so. Jesus is the only way. He's the truth and he's the life. When you have Jesus in your life, you have everlasting life. Today, I just said this short prayer after me, believing in your heart that as you pray this prayer, the Lord Jesus, by his Holy Spirit, will come and live in your heart, and you have access to our Father in heaven. So let's just say this short prayer. Lord Jesus, I thank you for your mercies bestowed upon my life, giving me this opportunity to give my life to you. Lord, I acknowledge that I'm a sinner, unable to save myself. Please, I surrender my heart and my life from today and forevermore into your hands. Please be my Lord, be my Savior, Lord, and grant me everlasting life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and grant me the grace and the power to live a life that is pleasing to you alone. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit have I prayed with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Father, we give you thanks for every single prayer we have prayed as we sing this song, Lord. Let your holiness not just cover us, but dwell in us. In the name of Jesus, that we display it openly, gladly, joyfully. You're holy, holy, Lord, there's none like you. You're holy, holy, holy to our Lord. Your voice and sing with me. You are holy, holy, Lord, there's none like you.
In this service, please do not hesitate to contact us via email info@glowmusicministry.com or call or chat with us through 026-000-9090. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you for being part of today's session. Our vision as a ministry is to become a global non-denominational music outreach ministry which propagates the gospel of salvation through music to the unseen and build up the saved through fellowship and scripturally sound music. Join us every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. As you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen. Glow Music. Stand out with God.